Lamine Yamal steps into McDonald's, looks left, sees Pulisic, looks right, sees Jimenez. Gives a nod to Ronaldinho in the corner with a FIFA World Cup meal. Ronaldinho sees Son in the booth. Son finds Beckham going for extra Big Mac sauce. He's got Davies at the table just behind him. Davies going for his collectible cup. But oh! A steal by Henri, who pulls his own collectible cup. Collect one of nine legendary cups with a FIFA World Cup meal.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time. While supplies last, all rights reserved. 2026 McDonald's at FIFA World Cup 2026.
Are all batteries the same? That's like asking if all soccer players are the same. Take Messi, the most decorated player ever. Is there any other player who has achieved that? No, just him. Now take Duracell. Is there any other battery with power-boost ingredients inside? No, just Duracell. Remember, goats only trust goats because they're built different. And Messi only trusts Duracell.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What is the plan for Miami to build around Giannis?
It's going
to
be hard.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
LeBron has not made himself available to meet with the Lakers. I'm choosing those words carefully.
Earlier on the show, Academy Award winning actor J.K. Simmons. Coming up, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Actor Colin Hanks. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Taylor Twellman's going to join us top of hour number three to talk about the World Cup. Then we've got Colin Hanks in studio, and it's going to be a fun hour number three. Hour number two is just for us. 844-204-RICH, number to dial to have a conversation. We had hour one with the Academy Award winning actor J.K. Simmons here in studio. It all began with the latest, what do we call it, a Shams bomb? What do we call it?
Sure. I think that's fine.
Shams shout. I don't know.
Shams shout.
Shams bomb. I mean, it rhymes.
LeBron's told the Lakers we're done.
LeBron James.
Rich Paul told ESPN that he's told the Lakers they can move on without him because he's playing elsewhere. That he's going to play. The Lakers expressed to James that they wanted him back, but the NBA's all-time leading scorer decides to move on elsewhere, says Shams.
Yeah, a little follow-up to that. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors for ESPN. He has said that the Warriors have not been given any indication that they're the front runners. Yeah. And while there's optimism, some say that there will be a level of recruitment required to get LeBron up in Golden State.
Yeah, man, I mean, if LeBron is going to go through free agency, I would imagine this is going to take a while.
A tour? Are we doing a tour?
I don't know about tour. Some people have to come there. Yeah, he's gonna
he's not going to him.
The mountain's got to come to him.
Yeah,
right? I mean, yeah. Chris Haynes, you pop it up on the screen here. Chris Haynes says the Cavs are interested. Yeah, you bet they are. Cavs are interested.
If I'm the Heat,
I'm like, you want to play with Giannis?
What about the Spurs? Hey, come mentor Wemby. We're that close to a title. We can get you. We are the best spot to get you that.
The question is what is he willing to take as compensation? That's it. Has LeBron ever taken a discount? Did he do it with Cleveland as a hometown? I don't know. I'm not familiar off the top of my head here about it.
Let me look.
Jeannie Buss has sent out on the Lakers, which is X, okay? I'm sure it's on the Instagram as well. A statement, thank you, LeBron. One of the greatest athletes in history will be thankful for his eight years with the Lakers, including the title under the toughest imaginable circumstances. That's true. Again, I'm always the don't tell me about an asterisk.
You mean the oldest team in the league got 4 months of rest?
The countless records he broke in purple and gold. We wish him all the best in the future, both on the court and off. He will always be a cherished part of the Lakers family. Has O'Shea answered the bat signal? He's occupied.
O'Shea's on the way. He's going to call in within the next few minutes.
Okay.
So. But his last text was, and let me just make sure I quote him correctly. let me take a shower since it's over the phone. So that's your boy.
What the heck does that matter? What? Shower means he's getting ready for Zoom. What does that mean?
It's just, he was just trying to be, he was joking. Yeah. Let me take a shower since it's over.
Oh, if he's fully showered, then I want to see him.
Oh, you want to Zoom?
Yeah.
Man.
Tell him if he's showered.
You know what? I'm just going to call him here.
TJ, this is a fun game that we like to play. Oh, you're going to call him. I was going to say, you want to play LeBron James career earnings game?
Ooh. Oh, it's got to be a billion.
Oh, no.
No, hold it's on.
1-4?
No, career earnings, NBA salary only.
750.
450.
580.
580.
It's a lot.
Well, then you count him. He's a billionaire, so.
It's a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a billionaire.
So.
Ring chasing in sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so.
And that's what I'm saying. The best shot.
That's what I'm saying.
Golden State. Golden State is not the best shot to win a championship.
And by the way, and when you're talking about salary caps in the NBA and space and things of that nature, it's similar in my mind to the draft, where it's like, I don't care what hat you're wearing. you're going to be on another team. You already know it, but we're still letting you wear a hat. Bobby Marks sent out on social, who's got money in free agency? There's three teams with cap space and 9.4 million room as a mid-level.
Okay.
Brooklyn, the Bulls, and the Lakers.
He's not playing for
I got it. There's 9 million. 15 million non-tax mid-level and 5.5 million biannual. What does that mean? You can build, you know what I mean? There's half the associations there. Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Clippers, Memphis, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Portland, San Antonio, Utah, and Washington. So out of all of them, with all due respect, right, you got Boston, Detroit. I mean, does he want to go play with Cooper Flagg and Dusty May and Kyrie?
Hey, come play with the Clippers and win us a chip if you're
still that ain't happening.
All right? Come on, why not?
San Antonio.
Dallas, San Antonio. I mean, San Antonio is the best shot to win a title.
Correct. I mean, they were in game 7 of the analytics finals with the Cavs, another team that's interested.
That's true. Analytically.
And LeBron, right? Analytically, they were playing for it.
Right
game
there.
7.
They were just right.
Right. All right. Do we have the video of Kenny Atkinson in the analytics parade?
Oh,
all right.
Man.
6.1 million tax mid-level. Again, I don't know what this means. There's Golden State, Houston, Indiana, Miami, Phoenix, and Toronto.
You said Philly, though, right? Earlier?
Philly was in that mix with,
Yeah, come win us.
With Boston and Detroit and San Antonio. Veteran minimum. Cleveland's there. I mean, he's
going home.
Playing for the veteran minimum, is he?
No.
Like
Denver, Minnesota, New York, Oklahoma City, Orlando, and Sacramento. But does that mean that's their only option? They can't move this around, that around, or they got this exception or that? Like, you know what I mean? Aprons. I don't know what the hell this means. Because if LeBron says, I want to play for your team,
you're
moving heaven, earth, and everything else.
Yeah, I feel like doing the Windy thing.
It's the truth.
Remember when Draymond, everyone assumed that Draymond was going to opt into his player option this year? He opted out. And Windy told us it's because he does that, so it frees up money now.
Right.
So they can pay this guy. You don't think?
Yeah, but they brought Porzingis in after that too.
But I don't know if that affects it. You don't think
there's
LeBron
not a chance
was like
that they are signing Porzingis at the risk of not getting LeBron?
Right.
Not a chance.
Exactly.
I'm just saying what happened.
No, I'm just saying that there must be some sort of capology that we're not familiar with.
Right.
Yeah, I'm no capology.
I'm not a math person. I'm more verbal.
That's all of us.
That's I'm correct. Neither.
I'm saying you don't think LeBron was like, hey, Draymond, look, you opt out, that saves X amount of dollars, and now I can come, and then you re-sign a new deal.
They might have been saying that while he was letting Draymond putt out.
You know?
For all we know.
Just saying.
That's why I'm saying, you know, the word is like, you know, the Warriors have been not told that they're the front runners. Hell no. He's going to go and get everybody's offer. You don't think he's going to... The guy who once sat down with Jim Gray isn't going to play this thing out?
You better shop around.
I would do that too. You've got one, and I don't blame him if he had no interest in staying with the Lakers at the end of the day, that he did this on purpose to not give the Lakers any leg up in a negotiating window that was exclusive to them. And man, one would think if he wants to use maximum leverage, he would keep the Lakers in the mix. But he's told them that door's shut.
Shut.
I don't think he needs that.
Everybody needs leverage, pal. Everyone needs any maximum lever you can pull. Certainly if you're dealing with somebody like the Warriors.
But he's
LeBron. By the way, it's a benefit to also say you're not only getting me, you're taking me away from the Lakers. So,
I mean, that's
wow, man. 844-204-RICH, never to dial. Meanwhile, the World Cup is just so amazing. I don't know. Is it because it's all in a time zone friendly?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
World.
Not hurting.
That we're not, waking up and
8 o'clock
that something got played at 3 in the morning. Is that what it is?
Maybe? Definitely helping.
That we're seeing it all?
I also think.
Because it's on our continent?
Being a casual. In Mexico? Just kind of surfing in and out during these big events is also kind of helping it too.
I think the women, when they started being really good, helped.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, 94 was different. Now it's different, not, Rich. It's now that. We're following.
I'm not it helps that our team good, is playing well.
And the men
that's
playing the, well.
That, we, that's what hard. I mean. We like
but
winners.
The women started that, a lot.
The fact that the United States is playing in the knockout round, it doesn't, it's not what's causing me to sit down and
everything
watch is. All of Morocco versus the Netherlands. You know what I mean? Like, and again, that might be because it is a time zone friendly tournament for me.
Yeah, that game started at 6 local.
You know what I mean? And so there's that, but there's also, it's really compelling. I mean, you got some evenly matched people and the fans that were in Monterrey last night in Mexico, they were lit. Yeah. When Morocco scored in stoppage time to tie it last night, right? And I'm going to make sure I'm getting all of this right. When they scored in stoppage time on Monday night, right, 1 minute into stoppage time to tie it on the Netherlands, they were showing a shot of the crowd. And I think John Strong, who I really like him and Holden. And by the way, you know how I feel about Ian Dark.
Ian is amazing.
He and Landon Donovan are great. Listen, the announced teams that Fox has for this
are awesome.
Also terrific, right? So it that enhances. But when they scored in stoppage time, they showed the shots of fans. I think John Strong mentioned that he said that Monterrey is a dry town on a Sunday, but not on a Monday night because the amount of alcohol that was thrown in the air when Morocco tied it. So I'm getting goosebumps just even reliving it because it is, it means so much. It means so much. And then the stories that you hear as well. This fella, Gakpo of the Netherlands, and he lost his baby.
Newborn, right?
Well, no, I think.
Oh,
I believe his partner had yet to give birth.
Oh,
and he scored to put them up. Cody Gakpo, he went down in a heap, and the whole team jumped on him. What a scene this was in Monterrey. This isn't a United States thing. It just isn't. It's I'm so compelled by all of it. And then Rebecca Lowe mentioned before the penalty kicks, or I think before the two 15-minute periods that prior to penalty kicks, because no one scored, I think that's when she mentioned that it was 25 goals now in stoppage time in this tournament. And, 25 stopped me. I'm like, wow. And you could see it stopped Lawless because he's like, Project 25? And then, Zlatan and his
Zlatan has been
opinionating.
Amazing.
Zlatan's the best.
He went all in on the way the Dutch were playing. Thierry as well. I just wish they would leave things in the stadium a little bit.
They
jump back to the studio so fast. And I wanted to see, because again, I'm watching, and I understand I'm belying my, or I'm exposing my lack of complete knowledge. Because again, I feel like I'm a casual
that's now becoming a diehard watching all of this. I had no idea when they're going through the coin toss prior to the penalty kicks. I would have loved to have had this described to me, maybe by Strong and Holden. Did you see that they flip a coin twice? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That, again, as an NFL fan, I think, okay, they're flipping the coin about, and whoever wins gets to decide, do they go first or second? You know, do they go first in the penalty kick? And that side makes that decision. Thus, it's left to the other side to choose which goal. Mm. But they do two coin tosses for both. And the Dutch won both of them. They got to choose which goal and whether to go first or second. And the penalty kicks, man.
It's exciting.
Oh,
it's exciting.
Epic.
I love it.
The draw. Is there anything like it in sports? Where obviously it's a specialty.
Right.
That's deciding something that's
massive.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. But it's not like a one place kicker is doing the place kicking to win a Super Bowl.
No, as if you have the whole offensive line kick.
No, but that's not on their lane. These are all like you're kicking, you know, these are all scores, one would think, that is attempting the same shot that has the goalie at a significant disadvantage until you include the pressure upon the kicker, the guy who's trying to score.
Especially when the other team misses. Yeah. Now it's you have an advantage now. Yeah. Just put it in.
Right. Do you want to go first or second?
Yeah.
Right? You want to go first.
You want to go
first? You want to put the pressure on the other team. And then when Germany, because the Netherlands and Morocco was the second penalty kicks of the day. When it was Paraguay and Germany. Germany was toast, and they stopped the last two penalty kicks to force a sixth round in which they bricked, Paraguay didn't, and they were out. And it was epic. And I turned to Susie, because Susie and I are watching this.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I said to Susie, like, I don't recall ever just Susie and I sitting down and watching a soccer game.
And you're quiet during that.
And we were locked.
Yes, it's so locked. Tense.
Locked.
I mean, when I'm mixing, in. It's amazing.
And I turn to Susie and I'm like, amazing. You know, the whole world is watching this right now. Continents, billions.
Yeah, I'd love to see the
worldwide
ratings for yesterday. All three matches.
All watching the same thing. The collective. Incredible. Like, give me another thing that collectively the whole world is watching. It's unbelievable.
And the Olympics are a level.
Right, but.
Not like the same thing. Mm, this is way more.
Not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same for various reasons. One of them has got to be also gambling.
True.
To be honest with you.
No doubt.
But.
This is another.
You know, entire countries are rooting for one individual in the Olympics or a team. But this is a difference.
It's a different level, man.
It's beyond epic. We'll talk about it with Taylor Twellman in hour three. And then later on in this hour, my top five World Cup observations outside of what we just went through.
Excited for that.
Scoreless right now between Ivory Coast and Norway.
Yeah, no real scoring chances for either yet. So.
Three more knockout round matches. That's the other thing about the World Cup. It's just...
It's bang, bang, bang.
Over and over and over again, like a drumbeat. Like when Canada played South Africa on Sunday, it was just one match. I'm like, when's the next one?
Yeah, right.
When's the next one?
Yeah, France, Sweden, 5 o'clock Eastern, Mexico, Ecuador, 9 Eastern.
Locked in.
From Mexico City, by the way, I can't imagine what is going on down there right now.
That stadium too.
Wow.
What a scene it is there too. What a scene. You know, and Canada didn't win its group, otherwise they would have been up in their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, man, it feels like anybody can win it. And then you watch France and Argentina play, and you're like,
yeah those.
By the way, France, are they high-fiving right now? They're with Germany and the Netherlands out on their side?
Mm-hmm. France is a big favorite right now in the odds.
Whew. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That is right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. A certain showered star who is now falling asleep because he talked too much World Cup while he was waiting. O'Shea Jackson Jr. when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. You can always tell when something big is happening in a city. I know what it's like when I'm traveling for big games and events. I remember being in Pittsburgh earlier this year and experiencing the beautiful architecture and passion those fans have for their home teams. That was so infectious. Now, it was a great trip. But you know what it's like dealing with the travel. The airport is packed. Hotels are booked up. Restaurants all busy. And when you have that kind of influx of visitors in your city, a lot of them are searching for a place that feels a little bit more like home during their trip. That's why this can be a smart time to think about listing your own space on Airbnb. If you've got plans to be away this summer, consider listing your space on Airbnb while you're gone and earn some extra cash. It's simple. You're already traveling, so your place doesn't just sit empty while your city is busy. And from my experience on the road, having a comfortable home base can change the whole experience of a trip. So whether it's a big sports weekend, a concert series, or a major event coming to your area, this could be the right time to list your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your vehicle's check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required, blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
Our radio audience has returned. O'Shea Jackson Jr. kind enough to zoom in on a big Laker news day, last day of June. LeBron James has informed the Lakers we're done, and we wanted to get your two cents on the subject matter. O'Shea Jackson Jr., what do you think?
It's unfortunate. You know, I definitely would have loved to see him retire in purple and gold. He's been with us and, you know, one standstill, I think the longest of any of the stops he's had in his career. So it would have been great, you know, just because I'm a Laker. I feel like all great things should end with me. But it's time. It's time. As a fan, I am grateful. You know, that dude won a championship for the Lakers after we lost Kobe, like same year. And that is something that you can't take away from the city, just how we felt and how it felt to, you know, get rid of that 10-year span of not having a championship. And also, I think about what if Solomon Hill doesn't take out his knees? What about if Anthony Davis doesn't get injured in that Phoenix series? And, you know, the Westbrook trade, how that set us back about 4 years, 4 or 5 years. But, you know, you can't live in what if. Just be thankful for what happened. And I'm thankful for King James.
You're right, by the way. First 7 years of his career in Cleveland, and he spent four more in Cleveland for an 11-year aggregate, but that was after his 4 years in Miami, and his eight consecutive years with the Lakers is the longest stint with one team in his career. So why do you think this happened? Well, you said it's time. I mean, why is it time? Wouldn't it be time for us to see a full season of what we saw in March? The Lakers went 16-2 in March or something like that? And then Luka was the player of the month of the Western Conference. And I'm sitting here on this set saying that's a team that can win the championship. And then Luka hurts his hammy and everything spiraled. Why not give a full year of that?
I mean, to tell you the truth, Rich, hold on one second. Sorry about that. I'm a popular guy. I apologize.
You are. But by the way, the freeze frame was outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was really very...
I'm only saying it's time because his ass said he's not coming back. It's not like I really think it's time.
I drilled down and got the answer, TJ.
I would have loved to be able to go into the playoffs with a healthy squad. You know, thanks Oklahoma for, you know, injuring Luka. Appreciate that. But I mean, we got to just take whatever cards we're dealt, and we're the Lakers. We got to move forward now. We got to look at this free agency pool and what's left and what we can make out of it, and do what we can to get to our real home, which is the NBA Finals. That's where we live.
Okay. TJ thinks that when LeBron comes back, there's booze and crypto. What do you think?
I put out a tweet that said our relationship wouldn't be right if I didn't get to boo you one more time. You know, after they do the video and we all clap and, you know, shed our tears and, you know, it's great to see you. After that, bro, it's coming from the diaphragm, and it's not anything. It's not any malice. I booed Shaq and we traded him. So, like, bro, you got to hear it. You got to hear it. And if we keep Bronny, I hope you go right at him. I need you to go right at him. The pop that will fill that arena, it's all fair. You know, it's back to being war. That's all. As soon as that first ball goes up in the air, he know what time it is.
Yeah, Bronny's contract just yesterday became guaranteed, $2.3 million. Fully guaranteed.
Go right at him, Bronny.
Bottom of the year.
Go right at him.
Held on long enough,
right,
to make sure his son secured the bag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bronny, it's all right. My dad made me do sideline reporting in Detroit by myself last week for Big Three, so I completely understand your dad just leaving you at work sometimes.
Were you the one that sparked the brawl then?
That was in L.A. That was in L.A. But, you know, it's definitely interesting. It made us go viral. But at the Big Three, we all black children. It's just all peace and love.
All right. So right now, with Luka coming back, now it's his team, and AR getting his money.
Ayton's coming back, apparently.
Ayton's coming back, Ayton, it looks or at least he's... all right. He opted in. We'll see what else. So we got Oklahoma City and the Spurs. Where are we putting the Lakers? Where are we putting them? How about this? What if, let's do this. Let's play it out this way. LeBron goes to Golden State.
Oh, what a weird ending to your movie, dude. Don't do that. Go to the Eastern Conference.
Why? Why would they go to the Warriors and playing with Curry and Draymond and a healthy Jimmy Butler when he comes back? Porzingis, Al Horford, Steve Kerr being the coach. Why isn't that a great ring chase? End of the movie.
People don't forget, dog. You was talking crazy in 2016. Like, you was talking wild. And I just, you know, the report said that if he got AD to go there, then he'd see that. But it'd just be a weird ending to the movie. If I was him, you know, obviously the Cavs were dismantled by the Knicks. But maybe a LeBron James would help that team along. I think he goes back east. I really don't care where he goes, Rich. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm tired of – I can't do the political thing no more. This is going to be a real test for J.J. Redick, because now you don't have your eyes that were, you know, the player coach that he is. So they're really going to be watching you. But I got faith in you, J.J., because I'm a Duke fan, and I need you to lock in, all right? I need us to put it together, all right? Because it's a ugly taste in our mouth right now, and we the Lakers, and they need to remember that. We're the logo of the damn league, and we need to start acting like it. Everybody can get their jokes off. Adam Silver letting everybody win a championship like it's just going out of style. And we need to come back. And I'm ready. I'm ready to lock in.
Well, if you're saying Adam Silver's like the Oprah of commissioners, where everybody gets one, where's the Lakers championship? Where's that? You know,
well, we started it off.
I'm speaking as a champion that's currently raining.
Yes,
right, you know,
yes,
Bing Bong and all that.
I'm so happy that you got your championship outside of the civil rights movement. It is important. It is important. TJ, don't laugh too hard, bro. TJ, don't laugh too hard. Okay.
No, I got you. I understand.
But you a champ.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
No, see? All right.
Spike Lee and Subways. I get it.
I understand what you're saying. Listen, we've won a championship with – our former Dallas Maverick drafted in the same draft class as Luka Doncic. May you get yours. Brunson beat Luka to the trophy. You get yours, O'Shea. May you.
Thank you, man. Anybody but Brockman, right? Anybody but Brockman.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Wait,
unfortunately, okay. He got one, though.
All right, that's O'Shea.
Chris, keep it down, bro. We're trying to talk.
Wow.
Come on, man. Look at him. So loud.
Wow. Well, listen, he's going to go work out. He's already working out his problems. He's going to go work out on that exercise bike. Is that exercise bike from which Straight Outta Compton movie was it for?
Oh, no, this is for sure.
What's that era?
Godzilla.
What's that from?
Godzilla.
It's from Godzilla, dude. 2017. That thing got dust on it. I'm about to day drink. I just lost LeBron James.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., everybody. There he goes. He showered, and now he's day drinking. That's what happens.
That's what LeBron drove
tells
to,
his Lakers he's been done. Listen, I don't think they're a better team without him. That's for sure. We'll see what moves they'll make. All right, Rob Pelinka's on the clock now. What are you going to do with that space that you got? I mean, that's a lot of money that's not coming back in one form of one player. Let's see what you can do. Let's see what you can do. Whew. Meanwhile, Dusty May spoke. Speaking of somebody that won a championship and told the organization, we're not hanging anymore. Deuces.
Yeah. Take the L out of lover and it's over.
Mm. Ooh, mm. Oh, good song. What's
else? Dusty May was asked about leaving Michigan for Dallas and the genesis of it. Mm-hmm. When did it all start to come into play?
The very first conversation whenever I bumped into Masai and Mike in Chicago. And at that point, I had full intentions of being back at Michigan no matter what. And we had a great conversation. It had nothing to do with this position. And then whenever we were talking about our guys, we had three guys in the lottery. It was mentioned that would I have any interest in this job? And my eyes went up, and instantly I said, this one checks all the boxes. I said, there's certain criteria for any job that we coaches have. Mine's always been a little bit different, but this job checks all of them.
Okay, I am making sure that I believe, again, it was so many basketball championships ago for teams I root for, that I want to make sure it is correct, that Michigan did play the Midwest Regional Final in Chicago, right? Because the Big Ten Championship was in Chicago. I'm trying to find out when he says in Chicago, which Chicago it was.
Right.
I think it was, correct?
When would he have bumped into them? That sounds like a Sean McVay Cabo thing. No, yeah. We just happened to bump into Matt Stafford.
Yeah, it just happened to
see. You know, and when, again, I don't have it here in front of me. When was Jason Kidd fired?
Let's see.
When did that happen? Because Michigan played Tennessee on March 29th, 2026. Kidd was fired well after that.
Yeah, this was
mid-May.
Yeah.
May 19th.
So was it Chicago? Was it the Combine? When was the Combine?
That makes me think.
I can't figure out what the
NBA Combine.
That must have been it. Right? I mean, because there are sometimes college coaches at the NFL Combine.
Yeah. And that was mid-May also. Yeah.
So that now that's where it was.
Yeah.
Probably.
If he's there watching the three guys work out.
Yeah. I mean, that's where they're like, hey, what do you think of this job? As they're also talking to John Shire, according to Windhorst. Yeah, I'm as you know, I'm taking a different approach to Dusty as O'Shea is to LeBron.
You got the natty.
LeBron staying in the NBA to compete against the Lakers. It's not like he went to, say, like Michigan State.
Yeah, but both of you should be happy. You both got what you wanted. You both got titles.
You got 8 years of LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have Dusty for a long time, but he got you.
Long enough.
Yeah, but look, bro.
I know. Yeah. Oh, please.
The mission was accomplished.
That's why I'm saying I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Trophies on the wall.
I don't know. Part of me, Michigan's just not in the world of like, whatever it costs, we're going to give it up. And the Regents are like, yeah, make sure Dusty gets $1 more than what the Mavericks are giving him. And get the NIL up. Let's go. We're a basketball school as much as we are a football school. Let's go. Like that. I don't know if that is Michigan's DNA. Certainly when Dusty is talking about having a dream of coaching in the NBA.
I was probably 25 and I was incredibly ambitious and I was trying to get to the top quickly. And then once Ann and I started having children, my entire perspective changed. I simply wanted to enjoy who I worked with, enjoy who I coached, and try to be the absolute best coach I could be. This is all too big of a dream. I did start preparing for this years ago, going to watch and trying to figure out if I could do this well. But as far as dreaming about coaching in the NBA, I never dreamed of coaching in the NBA, of coaching in college, of coaching anywhere other than just being a coach in high school in my state. So as far as a dream, no, this wasn't a dream. But now I've been preparing for this to go against the best for a long time.
And by the way, preparing for it too, because the way that he was coaching in high school and the way coaching in college, boy, has that changed the last couple of years, right? Remember he joined us the day after cutting down the nets, winning the national championship. Remember that?
Well, I remember you not inviting him on the show.
Because I didn't want to bother him.
Months.
By the way, I won't reach out to him. If he's going on an NBA championship run, I won't reach out to him. Just because, you know.
Still
going to
do that?
I care for him.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, remember he was saying that as soon as he was done, there was talking about who's in the portal and who's not?
Mm-hmm.
Like that morning? That night? Didn't he say that some of the coaches were already grinding tape or whatever?
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't he say something like that?
Yeah. Something to that effect, yeah.
That's just not. That's nuts.
Oof. You know who wasn't grinding tape the next day? Mike Brown.
No, he's still down.
but that's, and again, that's the way it works in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like at some point, he and his wife and his kids will be able to actually have a vacation, right?
Yeah. Enjoy the fruits of his labor, right?
Yeah, man.
I don't blame him. Meanwhile, Norway's up 1-0 on Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Was it Holland?
No, it was not Holland. It was Nusa. Beautiful strike from the left side.
Look at you.
I mean, Brockman's
beautiful strike. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, I mean, that was Brock.
Cheeky.
That's eloquent.
A beautiful strike.
Thank you.
The beautiful game, the beautiful, eloquent Brockman.
No matter how much you're going to start using words like that, just doesn't sound right coming from you. It's a beautiful strike.
It was.
Normally that's a curveball thrown by a Red Sox.
That's right.
American for
By the way, starting pitching has been amazing for Boston.
Look at you, man. That's what happens when the Yankees come into town without Judge and Stanton and Grisham and everybody else that's usually tormenting you.
Hottest team in baseball.
All right.
Cancel the season.
Mets would love to do that, man. I know. All right. Taylor Twellman's joining us top of hour three. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'm going to have a top five of my World Cup observations.
Well, I can't wait for this one, Rich.
I've been observing.
I'm ready.
I've spied with my little eye. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro, people. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back with more in my top five observations of the World Cup.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Tomorrow morning is knocking. Stock your fridge now. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai's already got its eyes on the next generation of talent. The future stars turning heads right now. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation. And neither does Hyundai. Hyundai's always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability, because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. My hometown is Staten Island, New York, and that's where David is calling in from. What's up, David? On the Rock.
Shaolin.
Where are you calling in from, David? What neighborhood of Staten Island?
I grew up rich in West Brighton.
Okay. You're talking to a Willowbrook native. Willowbrook. Right here.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Rich. I've been waiting to ask you this question for about 25 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. A buddy of mine was watching SportsCenter way back when. You did a highlight, a golf highlight, with Dave Eichelberger and Brent Guyberger.
Okay.
And they were playing in the same group. Kudos to you for even getting through that highlight with those names.
Yeah, it's tough.
At one point in the round, one of them got a 12. I can't remember which one said it. Now, my friends and I grew up playing golf at Silver Lake, and I know you played there as well.
I did.
You said during that highlight, you go, one of them got a 12, and you said, I haven't done that since Silver Lake on Staten Island. My friend and I lost our mind. We're like, oh, my God, he said Silver Lake.
That's true.
So, Rich, I've always wanted to know, do you remember what hole it was?
Hell no.
When you made that reference?
I do not. Oh. I wish. I'm sorry. I don't remember what hole it was on. I don't remember very much about my Silver Lake days playing public golf there, or even La Tourette golf course on Staten Island, New York as well.
That's right.
No. That's when I first started playing, though, because I didn't play in high school very often. I've sliced maybe a couple of strokes off my game since then. But I've gone from Silver Lake to the American Century Championship. So I've moved along at least, but thanks for the call, David.
A bit of a step up.
Say hi to The Rock for me. Call back anytime. That's David in Staten Island. I've got a top five.
Right there.
Thank you very much. I've got a top five, everybody.
Let's do it.
I've been spying with my little eye. The World Cup. I've got some observations. My top five World Cup observations presented by Hyundai.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, I've been watching a lot of World Cup. A lot of World Cup with family and friends, and I've been observing.
Okay.
I'm a professional observer, and here are my top five World Cup observations presented by Hyundai. Number five, any goalie save must be followed by the goalie yelling at someone, if not everyone. Have you noticed that? The goalie makes a save, spectacular save, and it's not just like good enough. He's got to yell. Is he yelling at his own teammates for poor defense? Is he yelling at the ref for missing a call? Is he yelling at the opponents about, I don't know what they're, but it seems that every save, they've got to stand up and yell at someone, if not everyone, in front of them.
Feels like it's a defense thing. Like, hey, you let him get a shot.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating to me, and I've observed it.
Into it.
Number four on my top five World Cup observations, refs use body language more than actual language. Yep,
true.
And this may be the language barrier. If you're an English speaker between some European country that doesn't speak English as its first language, or say someone from against an Arabic nation and you only speak English, that may be it. But the refs are, you know, like sort of like silent movie actors, like we're stuck, like we're done here, or pointing at them. You don't, like, over, you know, get up, you know, like moving on. You know, they're constantly using their body language, these refs. I've observed that.
Okay.
Number three on the list, always raise your arm because the ball's never off you. Never. How many times the ball go out of bounds for a throw-in or out of bounds for either a corner or a goalie kick, and both teams are putting their arms up? This photograph is, I think, of somebody saying, I'm about to kick a corner. But everybody's always raising their arms. You know, it's not off me. Is that the international symbol of it should be our ball?
Right, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Because normally in the NBA, you're raising your arm saying, it's on me.
Yeah. Right.
In soccer, the raising of the arm is it's not me. Which is weird because in class, you raise your arm to say, call on me. The whole thing's confusing. I've observed that. Number two on my list of top five World Cup observations. Anytime you're hit below the knee, hold your shin, regardless of whether you've been hit in the foot or the knee or the shin, and writhe like you've been stabbed by a foot-long knife. Every time.
Accurate.
Every time, holding the shin, and then you look at the replay, and you've been touched on the heel. But it's your shin.
Accurate.
Why are you holding the shin? Is it the most obvious, hey, you missed the call or yellow somebody? And then you're down on the ground and the ref's telling you to get up and you're staying down on the ground. And then, again, you know the rule that I think should be made. If you pull this action, you're not allowed to get up within 20 seconds and run like a deer like it never happened. And my top World Cup observation is absolutely no one needs, let alone wants, hydration breaks. Nobody does. We don't need it. We don't want it. We don't need it. Fans are booing it now. You know, like they're beginning to boo for the hydration break. Boo. Yeah. You want water? Boo. They're like, fans have become anti-water, anti-hydration. Let's keep going. And I've observed that.
One more. Oh. I did not know that. One more.
All right. One more. Some World Cup fans are like the sun. You got to glance and look away. Fans are, you know what I mean?
No.
Sometimes, have you seen some fans get busted for staring a little bit too long?
I do know what you mean.
Also, when you're potentially watching with your significant other, it's dangerous.
For you.
It's a Seinfeld world, right, for me. You got to glance
because I hit pause. I hit pause and then rewind. And then
I understand what you're doing. I'm just talking about it's my observations. Presented by Hyundai. Discover what's next at your local Hyundai dealer, like our next generation EV, the Ioniq 9. Hyundai, official partner of FIFA World Cup 2026.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.